7PR2024010951, aka PR2024010617. I don't believe we're going to be meeting on this one because it's going to come back to us on the 22nd. Is anybody here for the West Mesa Ridge site plan? I know Dave Hickman, Egger, hey. I know Dave emailed us after we sent out the agenda that he, I mean, we can't approve it because of the platting. Do you want to bring up anything, Edgar, with this?
No. Well, the only thing is, we do have lighting plan. We have landscape plan. I know we had those two comments, and then we had the infrastructure list. We had Colleen with Stantec is here as well. We received all those things. We should have surveyor signature today. In terms of the lighting plan, I need to send that over to Jay, I believe, right? Or I'm sorry, to Jacob.
Yes, and to Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement.
Jeff Palmer, okay, and Jacob, and then send landscaping to Hannah.
Yeah, and do this. So I put into the chat some instructions. So I'm trying to make more uniform our supplemental submitting process. So if you go up to my chat message, and I can just put it in, you go up to, I put it in 9:43 a.m., Edgar. You need to submit it, upload it to ABQ Plan and the application for the site plan. That's SP 2025-00061. And just email me, Angela Gomez, and Jacob Boylan when you upload the submittal into ABQ Plan. And it's preferable too to just either attach or put a link into the email, the supplemental submittal, in addition to uploading to ABQ Plan. But at the very least, just let us know that you've actually uploaded it, so, and that you intend to be placed on the October 22nd DFT agenda.
Right, and we need to do that by the 15th, correct?
Yep,
Okay.
15th of noon. Yep.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, you good?
Yes, sir.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Yep. All right, so we got two more cases to get through here before we get to the sketches. Items number 8, number 9, PR2023009105. After we get through these two cases, we'll take a 15-minute break, and then get to the sketches after that 15-minute recess. All right, so is the applicant team here for items number 8 and number 9, PR2023009105 at off of Seven Bar Loop and Cottonwood Crossing. Thanks
Hey
for
Jay,
coming. I'll see you.
Sergio with Terra West here.
Good morning. If
Good
you could
morning.
please briefly update us on your submittal.
Sure. So we submitted the updated site plan, I believe early September, which responded to comments that were given to us at the first DFT meeting. This was originally an EPC request. It was for a major amendment to a site plan and also a zone map amendment, which corrected a floating zone line between the parcels that were MXL and MXT. So we adjusted the zoning to fit the new site plan to ensure the new proposed uses were in a zone that allowed those. And I can go into more detail when we get the comments from staff. But we've reviewed the comments. I believe we have addressed the comments. I have the site plan ready to go as we discuss those just to show where those comments were addressed.
All right, thanks for the update, Sergio. You got anybody else speaking for this on your team?
Believe it'll just be me today.
Okay. All right, let's go through DFT comments, starting with the Water Authority, Bob.
Good morning, Sergio. Bob Kane with the Water Authority. Our previous comments still apply. We have no new submittals. Serviceability was issued 241207 for conditions of service related to the utility plan. Provide a utility plan that indicates the location of proposed services. Show existing public water and sewer mains and associated easements. Dimension the public water and sewer easements on the utility plan and coordinate with New Mexico 811 to field locate and survey existing public water and sewer infrastructure. Then make sure we're within the easements according to actual pipe locations. We have some comments about what's allowed in our easement. And then we have two notes that we need to add to the master utility plan related to cross connection and pretreatment. And then we need an infrastructure list from, we need to be, any required infrastructure will be need to be included on the infrastructure list. So we need to have the infrastructure list items guaranteed or constructed prior to final sign-off. And then we had some confusion about necessary to clear up the confusion between agenda 8 and 9. Previous comments were
Yeah,
also
hey
for two cases.
Bob, so number 8 doesn't really, I mean, it was the major site, correct me if I'm wrong here, Sergio, but the site development was tied to number 9. And the number 8 is the major site plan amendment EPC, and there is no site development tied to that, correct?
Hey Jay, so that is correct. So the way EPC staff wanted us to do it was a twofold site plan request. So it's an overall site plan at Cottonwood Crossings, which includes more parcels. And we were just showing that the uses were changing and the layout was changing. And then the second request for a site plan major amendment was more specific as far as the placement, the setbacks, the uses, and things like that.
Hey Sergio, for number 8, were there any conditions? I know the EPC conditioned it to DFTs for sign off because that's why we have it here. Were there any other conditions though tied to item number 8? That's SI 2023-01377. Were there any other conditions from the EPC for DFT staff to even review? I think it's one of those situations where we really there wasn't much for us to review or anything to review with number 8. It's number 9 that we need to focus our review on, but EPC did condition the number 8 to DFT staff.
Right. It's my understanding that the conditions were for the more specific site plan, and not the overall controlling site plan.
So Bob, number 9, that's SI 2023-01402. That is the site plan component of this project that all the DFT staff need to review. Really, for number 8, we're just going to be signing off on the site plan. I mean, because that's not the site development related aspect to that project. There's probably, honestly, there wasn't a real need, in my opinion, for the EPC to sign to condition that to DFT for sign off that particular application, but they did. So we'll have to sign off on it. But number 9 is very important. That's the site development related aspect to the project. And also, while we're talking with Bob, Sergio, can you confirm that the infrastructure was tied to the plat? I believe it was.
Yes, the infrastructure was tied to the plat. I just recently communicated with Jacob. He said that that was sent out for signatures last week. We had some comments from the Water Utility Authority specifically that we addressed on that infrastructure list. So yes, it is tied to the plat.
Excuse me. Okay.
And Bob wasn't involved with the preliminary plat review. It'd be helpful, Sergio, to maybe email Bob or just screen share it with Bob. But
Right.
anyway,
Maybe David, I, and Sergio, we can get together and
okay,
iron it out.
sounds good.
Yes. Also, we on the master utility plan that we uploaded in September, it does have those conditions met from the comments that you provided, where we call out the easements and we added those general notes about coordination. It's on sheet 14, so. I don't know if you want me to send you just the sheet individually, or I can send you the entire site plan, or if you want to hash that out
Yeah,
at
I
a
think if you
meeting.
could get us the entire site plan, that would be useful.
Okay, I can send you a link to that. And I
All
can
right.
also pull it up and just show quickly on the screen.
I'm sorry, Sergio, what did you mean?
That I can show the updated utility.
Oh, let
Here,
me get off here.
I'm making you co-host, Sergio. Here you go. You're good.
So here we have the, oh, sorry, I was trying to zoom in. So we highlighted, I don't know why it's doing that. Apologies. Let me zoom in here. So we highlighted the key notes and the utility easements on this sheet. I know you probably need to look at it more closely, and that's understandable. And then we have the coordination notes 10 and 11 per your comments here under general utility notes.
So, did we get a field locate survey with the New Mexico 811 locates?
I will need to confirm that with the engineer, but I believe we did. And then I will make sure you have the most updated set following this
Okay, thank you.
meeting.
All right, thanks, Bob. And so, Bob, this one has been here before. Are we at a point where we can condition this, or do you need to have further discussions with the applicant's team first?
Yes, I think we need to have a meeting with David
Okay,
and
gotcha.
because it's confusing
Yep,
to
no
me.
problem.
Okay.
Got it.
Appreciate it.
Sergio, we'll be back October the 22nd. So, if you can get that supplemental submittal into us by Wednesday the 15th at noon, addressing any water authority comments they have, we'll get you on the 22nd agenda then for this. But we'll keep going through the rest of the DFT comments, and get you all those comments here before you go. Let's go next. Are you good, Bob, now at this point with your comments?
Yes, I am, Jay.
Okay, thanks. All right, let's go to hydrology next then, Anthony.
Sure. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan, stamped May 27th of this year, and we have no objection to approval.
All right, thanks, Anthony. All right, let's go to transportation next.
Transportation
Caleb.
has an approved conceptual TCL dated 12/13/2024. Please submit a TCL for review and approval to transportation prior to building permit. No objection.
So,
Thanks,
Jay,
Caleb.
real quick,
Yep.
and Sertil. So, we have actually an approved TCL. So, let me just find that in the set here, and I can just show it. Sorry, one moment. Screen. So it's the traffic circulation layout, and I have the approval stamp here, dated March 11, 2025.
Okay, sorry, we missed it, and just ignore that part. We don't need it to submit again.
Okay, and the set that was uploaded to ABQ plan and shared via WeTransfer is this set. But I can make sure that you guys get this one.
Okay, that's it.
All right, thanks. Thank you very much for showing that TCO, Sergio. Are you good now, Sergio, with your comments?
Yeah,
Okay, thank you.
sure.
All right, let's go to Parks comments next, Hannah.
This is Hannah with Parks and Rec. So we don't have any comments on the landscaping or street trees. The only thing is, I think we're waiting on open space.
Yeah,
Do you see?
I don't think we copy them in this agenda.
Right.
So we should
There
probably check
was a,
now.
sorry, Jay. There was an email chain that I believe Derek Bohannon was included, and we were talking about they redesigned the area that's adjacent to the open space, and open space was looking at it. So there was some back and forth. Now, if you have heard from them, let us know. If not, maybe we could set up a meeting this week to go over it and
Definitely need to get be on the same page with Open Space on this one,
yeah.
because there was an appeal of the, I believe, of the site plan itself, and maybe a zone. I know there's an appeal of this project, that got overturned by City Council, but we want to make sure that we're on the same page as Open Space on this.
Okay, and the appeal, Jay, was that relevant to the open space?
Well, maybe. Sergio, you want to jump in here on that?
I think so. I think the appeal was part of it was the variance for the buffer.
I see.
And I think some of their concerns was that the area had been known to have artifacts and things like that. So, I don't know that it was directly about how we were doing the wall and things like that, but I know that the variance was part of that appeal.
And then what was the result of the appeal?
The decision made by the EPC was upheld.
Okay.
Yeah, they up, and I don't, it didn't go to court, did it, or did it?
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't. But because of there's an appeal, Open Space did have comments on this. So we definitely need to make sure that we're squared away with Open Space on their comments with this project. And I don't believe they're copied. I'm going to make sure that, Jacob, can you? We need to coordinate with Open Space after this meeting. There's going to be further discussions with them and with the Water Authority as well on their comments. But we need to make sure that we're squared away with Open Space.
Yeah, that sounds good. Please include us. Unfortunately, it's been difficult to get a hold of them, but I think we could make it so we have a meeting this week to determine. I don't know if they could have gotten approved today, Jay, if
Yeah,
we
well,
have.
they can't anyways. No, we're okay on that because the Water
Okay.
Authority needs to meet up with them separately on their comments.
Okay.
So we're not ready to approve this anyways because of that reason alone. But because of that, I mean, this gives us an opening too to make sure that we work out any remaining issues that we have with Open Space on this. So they have met up on this project, I believe, two separate times, maybe for the sketch and the site plan, but they've been involved in the past, but we didn't get them the I don't I well I say I'll say this, I don't believe we sent them the agenda or request for comments on this submittal itself at this agenda. So
Okay.
we definitely need to get that squared away with them.
So we just need something in writing from Open Space saying that they're fine with the proposed fence and how we solved that
I think
issue,
that'd
or
be good. It could be a requirement or it could be something we would like. It depends on the conditions of approval from the EPC for the site plan. You know, if they're, I Any direct references to OpenSpace in the notice of decision?
Yes, that we have to coordinate with them.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So we do need their approval because of that. I know, and I believe that's why we coordinated them with them very early on this project, because of that condition. It's been a while since we've seen this, so I don't have it in my head like what the requirements were for coordinating with OpenSpace on this, but there is a little park, major public open space right there next to the site to the northeast, and I know that we need to coordinate with them, and that you just confirmed that the EPC actually required that coordination. So we will need them to provide in writing and concurrence that they have no objection to the site plan. And we can condition, we can issue a notice of decision for the final sign-off. That could probably be done before we get that letter from the open space, but it'd be better just to get their concurrence as early as possible, because if just to make sure that it doesn't lead to any design changes to the site plan.
Right, I agree. And Hannah, will you be reaching out to them
Yeah, I could. We
or
could
to?
reach out to them. We've been kind of trying to reach out to them, but yeah,
You
last
had
I
any luck? We've been trying to reach out to Hannah.
yeah, they're. I think they're short-staffed right now, and Colleen has been out, but
Okay, that's who my contact is, Colleen. Okay.
yeah, so last I remember, applicant was actually working on designing the type of fencing or wall along that edge of the property that's adjacent to the open space with a specific footing detail. So that's what we were working on. But I think at some point they stopped responding, so we could pick up and get it done.
Okay, sounds good. That sounds great. Yeah, let's just keep trying to reach out to Colleen, or I
Okay.
have a few other contacts too in my contact list from with OpenSpace.
Okay.
So I'll provide me and Jacob. We'll coordinate with you on that, Hannah. We really need to get concurrence from. I mean, we actually have to get concurrence. We don't need to. We have to get concurrence on from OpenSpace on this per the EPC.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All
Sounds
right.
good.
And we actually haven't gotten to, I think we needed to go through a couple more DFT staff members, correct, on this. So Hannah, do you have anything final for them?
That was all. I don't think we have any other comments. If OpenSpace approves, we're good.
Okay, awesome. All right, let's go to code enforcement. Jeff?
Yes, I've had a nagging comment that goes back and we didn't get addressed the last time. My concern is that I'm looking for a clarification as to what zone, because there's two different zones on the property. What zone is the cannabis retail and restaurant located in? Are they in the MXL zone or the MXT zone? Because if they're in the MXL, they are permissive uses. But if they're not, if they're in the MXT zone, the restaurant is conditional use and the cannabis retail is simply not allowed. So we need a note indicating the specific lots and their respective zones, something to that effect, just to give us confirmation that indeed these are permissive activities in the zone where they are located.
Hey Jeff, Sergio here. So the cannabis and restaurant and the other commercial building are in the MXL zone. So that was part of the EPC process, was getting that zone map amendment so those uses are
Okay.
permissive. We could make a note of that on the site plan.
That would be great.
And I can show the plat here.
It just
So yeah,
wasn't
the
clear to me. I didn't know if I missed something, but I know if we don't have that when it goes to permit at some point, it's going to stop dead in its tracks until we have something that is clear on that.
Right. So these lots 1, 2, and 3 are in the MXL, and then the townhome development lots 4 through 17 are in the MXT. And I have an exhibit here just that we submitted for the sketch plat.
Yeah, we have that exhibit, but that doesn't give us anything in relation to where the projects are going to be. I mean,
Right.
if we have something that would kind of overlay that onto that, that would be perfect, so that it's really clear what activity is going on in what zone.
Okay, we can get that over to you.
Awesome. And yeah, just make that part of the submittal. But yeah, if you can get that over to me, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. All right, let's finish up with planning comments. Jacob.
Good morning, Sergio. This is Jacob with Planning. Had a couple of comments for you. A couple of them were just related to coordination with the water authority to clear up some of the conditions, which you guys kind of talked about. The other ones are pretty general comments. So, an infrastructure list is included as a part of the submittal. Once the infrastructure list is approved and signed by DFT staff, a recorded IIA with financial guarantee will need to be executed and recorded with the county clerk prior to final sign-off of the site plan. And then prior to final sign-off of the site plan, a copy of the recorded lab must also be provided to DFT staff. Then the rest of there is fairly cookie-cutter comments. Is there anything, any questions that you had or anything you wanted us to go over?
Yeah, so the infrastructure list is tied with the plat.
Just
So we
include
still need.
as a reference.
Okay, so we still need to have
Well,
the.
no, my question to you, Sergio, did you just include it with the site plan submittal as a reference?
I'll have to double check the submittal. We may have included it just as reference, but
Sure.
the approval itself is part of the plat.
And you don't have any additional infrastructure items tied to the plat, tied to the site plan. It's not tied to the plat. They're all tied to the plat, correct?
Everything is captured on the platting action.
Awesome. All right. Talk about the plat in action, Sergio. Did the EPC? EPC, I thought, did tie the platting to the site plan, correct? Jacob, is that correct? Didn't we talked about that? I thought there was a condition of approval from the EPC about that. Maybe I'm thinking of another project. We had a lot of site plans today, but
Let me see if I can pull up the.
I can look this up too. I remember talking about that internally. And I was thinking before this that due to the fact that you're subdividing, that maybe the site plan wouldn't be completely tied to the plat, but because of this condition, it would be. Just need to get that figured out. Believe that's the case, though.
And so, what would the condition say? Something like the final approval of the site plan is pending on the plat, or?
Yeah, I thought so, but we just need to get that confirmed. We don't necessarily have to. We're not approving this today, so we don't need to confirm this right here now. But just need to double check and make sure if the conditions of approval from the EPC tied the approval of the site plan to the plat in any way. Need to get that confirmed.
Okay, I can review the conditions. I don't know if that I
I
can
may be thinking of
recall.
another project, Sergio. That's possible.
Yeah.
We have a lot of site plans. But
Okay.
just need to get that confirmed with this one too.
And so I guess my question is, would the final approval of the site plan be pending on the infrastructure list, or is that what we're trying to clarify? If the infrastructure list is
Well,
tied to the plat,
I mean, we could
just.
tie. I mean, typically, like when you have lot lines that encroach on buildings and they're being consolidated in a plat that's concurrently being applied for with the site plan, we'll condition final sign-off of the site plan to record plat. We had that just right before this case with that highway hotel project. So, but that's not the case here because you're actually doing a subdivision plat. But I thought I remembered that the EPC had a condition of approval tying the site plan to a plat in action. I'm not saying we need to get that resolved here now, but we need to get that resolved before we come back.
Okay.
So you need to work with the water authority, set up a meeting with them. We're gonna work on setting up a meeting with Open Space. Maybe you'll be invited to that. I'm not sure if that'll need to be internal first. But those two things need to happen. You need to figure out the conditions of approval from EPC regarding the platting. And you need to work with on Jeff, did you have lighting plan comments on this one? Or maybe those, well, just let me ask him. Jeff, did you have lighting plan comments?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did you have lighting plan comments on this site plan?
No, I did not. I didn't really look that in depth on it. I don't, do we have?
I don't, well, this is an old site plan, so it may have predated those
Yeah.
revisions. Yeah, but we can work with you on that if we come up with some comments that we have. But doesn't sound like we have them right now,
No,
Sergio.
I don't have them right now. Any new development, though, would be subject, I believe, even though it
Well,
started before, I think it still is triggered by new development in Section 5-8.
but the question though with this one, this site plan goes back to, I mean, it got approved in 2023 and it was submitted before then. And so it may predate those IDO revisions, unlike all these other site plans here today that do not predate them. I think this one may be the one that does. In which case they won't have the full, photometric plan submittal requirements that these other site plans do.
Right. Okay. We'll
That's
need
my
to look into
understanding.
that. But was that Sergio?
Or that was my understanding for this submittal specifically.
Okay. They predated it. Yeah, the lighting plan requirements were a whole different ball game before that submittal that changed everything. They were much less stringent. All right. I think we got a good plan set up here for this site plan, these site plans. Sergio, you get any final questions for DFT staff?
No questions. I'll be in touch. I do have one for Robert with the Water Authority. So I just need to set up a meeting with you and Dave.
Hey Bob.
Yes, we do need to meet.
Okay,
So
I'll send an
probably
email following
next
this.
week would probably be Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday? Okay.
Wednesday afternoon.
And if you could copy me, Sergio, I don't need to say probably anything in the meeting, but and I may not even need to attend, just be aware of it taking place. All
Okay, I'll do that.
right, thank you. All right, well, if that's it then, have a great rest of the day, Sergio, if you don't have anything coming back up.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, let's take a 10-minute recess till 11:30. Give ourselves a little bit of a break before we get to the sketch plots and plans. We'll resume with item number 10, PR 2025-02-0114. Thank you.